Welcome to Content Cram, the show that sums up media you'll never watch so that you never have to. I'm Junkie.
I'm Maggie.
And I'm Michael. Today's actually my week, so I think that it's my turn to take the torch and walk us into the Olympics. Do they do torches for any other reasons these days?
No, I think that's the primary torch event.
I agree. So guys, as a fun gift, I have brought you guys maybe the least successful of a powerful series to, rattle through history. Today, I'm going to tell you about Spooky Buddies, the 2011 film as part of the Air Buddies series, beginning with Air Bud in 1997.
Mm. Wow.
This is the 11th installment. Did you know that there were even 11 Air Bud movies?
Yikes.
I did not.
Yeah, I knew that there was like the Buds and then the Buddies, and then it just kind of like fizzled. But 11 is obscene.
I thought it was brave that when everyone agreed that Air Bud was probably dead by now, they just were like, we changed to have more dogs, not because there were less of them.
So I have a question to begin with already. Spooky implies that it's going to be Halloween, but
this is a scary movie for the Halloween season.
But are they all still athletic dogs? Like, are these still basketball players?
Yeah, that's a fun question that we get to answer. From what I know, basically nothing about this movie. I actually had to dig just to find out that it exists.
Okay.
From what I can tell, they're just kind of like a band of super intelligent dogs that appear to thwart villains. I think they've gotten away from athleticism this far into the series. I will say that it immediately follows The Search for Santa Paws, which was the first of two prequels to the very successful Air Buddies Christmas, sub-series of the Air Buddy series. So I think this was their stab at Halloween. Let me look. I don't think there was another Halloween one. So I don't even think within the Air Buddy series this is a good movie.
Mm. Didn't do well.
Wow. I'd also like to ask a quick question. I'm pretty sure in these movies the puppies can talk. Am I correct?
I think so.
Maybe it was a situation where like you can't, like they're not talking, but it's almost like a weird, like you can hear their voice, almost like it's in their head or something. I could be horribly wrong on that.
Okay, guys, I just got literally 1 second into the trailer and a dog talks, so...
Oh, like moves his mouth and everything? Like CGI?
Yeah.
Oh. Was Air Bud like that?
No. Air Bud could not talk, but I'm pretty sure these ones, they can talk to each other, but I don't think they can talk to humans.
Oh.
So I think that they're like, communicating as if, I don't know.
Telepathy?
Dogs talking. Whatever logic you want to apply to it, I think can work.
So the dogs all have like personalities. I'm watching the Spooky Buddies trailer. One of the dogs has like a chain on and that's his thing. There appear to be five buddies.
Okay, so it's like an expanded Ninja Turtles situation.
Exactly. They all have like sports balls near them. One of them has a soccer ball, one of them a basketball. Two of them appear to be baseballs.
So still slightly athletic?
I think they just know their roots, you know?
Their heritage.
So it's like Power Rangers where they each have a sport ball assigned to their...
It's very much like Power Rangers, but like the third season where they got away from the problematic roots. So in the chat, I've sent you guys a couple stills from Air Buddies. Yeah, I kind of want to get a feel for what you guys think this movie is about.
Oh, that's pure whimsy right there. That's some whimsical stuff.
Yeah, why don't you describe what you're seeing for the listeners at home?
So we got some spooky dogs. They all have their own costumes here. Pretty cute. There are some. Are those beagles? Where do the beagles come into play?
Yeah, the beagles. I know that there is a character who is a beagle and not a buddy. That's all I know. Sure. So this image did pop up. It's just four beagles in a window. This image did pop up when I Googled Air Buddies, Spooky Buddies. So I assume it's in the movie. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a couple beagles.
Hmm. I do like the picture of them all gathered around a table. Like it's like a seance thing going on or something.
That's probably a pivotal point of the movie.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that. Oh, and then I see climax. The parent... presumably Air Bud or Air Bud Dis, parent of the puppies, I assume.
I don't even know. I couldn't possibly decide which one has plot. Is that one at the table, are you saying?
Yeah, at the seance, there appears to be a adult dog on the left side there.
Yeah, good point. That one's also wearing a costume.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's not, you know, it's not an asshole. It's going to dress up.
I like the image next to it where there's literal ghosts flying around a room.
Yeah, that's pretty spooky. That's a little more intense. That's a contrast for the rest of the whimsy that's going on. There's like straight up like demons kind of coming out of a weird mirror.
There's some sort of villain type character that looks a lot like Calabar from the original Halloween Town.
Mm-hmm. Or like slightly. He's got the stick with the glowing thing on the end of it.
There's also a bunch of human kids. So hopefully that wasn't just like a miss search. There's more than one picture.
I recognize one of those kids. I think that's the one kid from
Diary of a
Shia LaBeouf show.
Shia LaBeouf. Oh, is that Beans?
Thank you, Beans. It looks like Beans. I don't know if that is Beans.
I don't think it's Beans.
He's probably
too
old at that point. Yeah. But he's Beans adjacent.
he's a knockoff Beans.
Maybe he's got that Benjamin Button disease. Who knows?
Generic brand Beans.
He's refried Beans.
If you guys have no objections, I think that I'm ready to dive into this.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hit it.
All right, this is 2011 Spooky Buddies.
Good year.
In 1937, Sheriff Jim and others from the town of Fernfield set off to the manor of Warwick, the warlock. I guess he owns the manor. Warwick has kidnapped 5 puppies so he can sacrifice them to the Halloween Hound, an evil hellhound who can open a portal to ghosts, but only if he has the souls of 5 puppies of the same blood. Okay. So what we've
instantly
established...
Instantly got a lot of thoughts there.
Yeah. No, okay. So I just want to sum this up for you guys. Warwick is the bad guy. He's a warlock. He's kidnapped 5 puppies to open a portal to ghosts. Any questions?
Mm-hmm. Many.
I get that. I like any movie that starts out with 5 puppies being sacrificed. That's a cool intro to a kid's movie.
Hold on, they have the same blood. So
they have to be of the same blood. So when you say ghosts, are there like any ghosts in particular, or he just wants all of them? Like what is the purpose of the portal?
The actual words are he can sacrifice them to the Halloween Hound, an evil hellhound who can open a portal to ghosts.
Okay.
That's all that it says.
Okay.
So just to break that down slightly more, first of all, kind of hilarious that a demon hound, hellhound, would be named the Halloween Hound. There's this realm of hell where
everyone's got a favorite holiday.
Yeah, right? Like, he's like, well, I'm specifically Halloween themed in addition
Halloween,
to being from
I
hell.
Called it first. Yeah.
Cool. I'm on board.
All right. So one of the puppies, Pip, belongs to a young boy named Joseph. As the mob prepares to storm the manor, the hound turns Pip's sibling to stone, but Pip escapes. What? If you look at the first picture, you'll see some stone beagles.
The first picture. I didn't see that at first. They're like cobwebby too. How long have they been sitting there for?
I mean, apparently a long time.
1990s, I would assume.
You'll notice that in 1937, actually. Dogs are immortal in these movies. So you'll also notice there's a dopey beagle in the corner that's just staring at the camera. That's got to be Pip, I think.
Okay,
that makes sense. Yeah. And it also makes sense that he's not aged in, 80 years?
Yeah.
Unless it takes place in 1937, which is completely unlikely. Yeah. Can we place it against Even Stevens to figure out when it happened?
Well, we don't know if this is Beans the First or
is a couple generations
Beans
down.
Senior.
Yeah.
This is a great point. All right. So Warwick chases him. This is Pip that he's chasing, the beagle. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he grabs him just as the mob enters. The warlock manages to escape just as dawn approaches. Thus, when the hound tries to kill Pip, he fails. I don't know if that's the correct usage of thus, but I am not a writer. Pip then turns to stone and becomes a ghost. It sounds like Pip had the power to open a portal to ghosts the whole damn time. Okay. Thus, when the hound tries to kill Pip, he fails. Pip then turns to stone and becomes a ghost. Well, that's that. Mm.
Is every line going to start with thus?
I hope so. Shit.
It makes them feel powerful.
I like when words have new meaning, and that seems to be the case here.
We're going to have a thus count. Yeah. Keep a thus count, please.
Sure thing. Thus. Does thusly count as well?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Any derivative of the word?
Jim and Deputy Tracker. Deputy Tracker has a skill, I imagine. Surround Warwick. However, he jumps into the mirror and escapes.
Okay.
Joseph takes Pip's stone body while his father takes Warwick's spell book. The sheriff takes Warwick's staff and announces to the town people that he would board up Warwick's house to prevent anything else from happening. 75 years later, the buddies are, that's like a TM, but the buddies are on a school trip to Warwick's Manor with their owners, Alice, Billy, Pete, Sam, and Bartleby. When the class go to the graveyard to see Deputy Tracker's memorial stone, Billy finds himself scared of the appearance of the grave digger is the word I meant to say, Mr. Johnston. Overhearing that the legend says that if you say Halloween Hound three times in front of Warwick's mirror, you would release the Halloween Hound.
Well, they sound stupid. Everyone knows you had to kill a batch of dogs to get the hound to show up.
It's like five whole dogs, and there have to be little ones.
Yeah. And you got to make sure they're all related.
Let's see. B-Dog, who is a scaredy cat, but wears a chain, I have discovered, tries to overcome his fear by entering the condemned manor and say Halloween Hound three times in front of the mirror. Pip, the ghost puppy, tries to warn the buddies, but B-Dog is terrified by Pip's ghost and accidentally completes the reciting. B-Dog's owner, Billy, hasn't come up with his history project and decides to do it on the Halloween Hound. I think this is a great place to stop. So these guys all want to die. Every one of them.
No, they just wanted to be brave. That's all they wanted to do.
Also, that kid's going to fail his project. Like, if everyone's like, yo, I chose Abraham Lincoln for my history project, and he rolls up and he's like, I chose the Halloween Hound. you fail class, you're wrong, bad pick.
They do kind of make it seem like that everyone's going to present their history project at the end of the field trip, and he's like, yeah, no, I spent the summer researching that stick. It's got a rich story. I like that Pip just kind of rolls in and tells everyone, dudes, don't. And everyone's supposed to be like, ah, cool. Except for the one guy who's like, no, no, no. I'm going to continue saying, I guess, Bloody Mary, right? Like, this is the same idea.
Yeah, same idea in dog form.
Like Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Beetlejuice has it too.
Yeah, sane people, you know, shit shows up.
Horrifying. Well, let's see.
Do they have any, is there any, like, what does this hellhound look like? I'm trying to, like, picture. Do they actually show him?
There is a link to the hellhound, but it is to the Wikipedia site for hellhound. And so this is where that link takes you. This is, like, essentially a tarot card that has the hellhound as well as the goddess hell. It's by Johannes Gertz in 1889, which is closer to the period in question than we are, so maybe he knew. It looks like a cute little pup.
Yeah, he looks like a little Labrador that is breathing fire.
Wow, he is breathing fire. All right, cool. He also can open a portal to ghosts, in case you forgot. So let's see. With the help of Sheriff Dan, Billy borrows Warwick's evidence file and his staff. This feels irresponsible. Billy's mother, Janice, buys Billy his costume for trick-or-treating, which is a Christmas Story-esque bunny suit.
Awesome.
Having misheard him saying hip-hop rabbit when he meant hip-hop rapper.
Oh.
Billy goes as Warwick the Warlock and humiliates B-Dog in the bunny outfit. Billy meets up with his friends and the buddies, and they go trick-or-treating.
Great.
How fast do you think we could figure out if the humans can understand the dogs? Because they seem to have an equal social interaction.
Yeah. They go on play dates with each other. They all team up.
I mean, B-Dog is humiliated by Billy, who's going as Warwick, the warlock.
Yeah, so do they have, like, ways of communicating with each other?
Oh, I see. I'm sorry, I misread. He puts the bunny outfit on B-Dog, which is humiliating. Mm.
Okay.
So he shames his little dog.
Okay.
But wait, is that because the human misheard his dog request an outfit? Is that what we're to understand?
Yeah, I think it's a vicious cycle. It's the Reaganomics of humiliation, is that the mom bought the bunny suit for him thinking that he said hip-hop rabbit, and then he gave it to the dog thinking that he said stupid fucking costume. And now the dog looks dumb in front of his dog friends, who are respectively dressed as a superhero, a pirate, also a pirate, an alien. What's the one that's not?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. The one that's like got the antennas. It looks like it also has a cape, though.
I think he's like an alien superhero, like Martian Manhunter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the last one is a princess. Mm. Cool. So yeah, Billy meets up with his friends and the buddies, and they go trick or treating. Two punks, Rodney and Skip. Who had scared the class earlier on the trip, go explore the manor. They witness the release of Warwick and the Halloween Hound, who step out of the mirror. Wow. Warwick, thinking that Rodney and Skip released them, turns them into rats after accusing them of stealing his staff. Warwick learns from his owl assistant, who, that his staff is in the hands of Billy. I feel like we could take a moment to let this all sit in.
Yeah, well, hold on. Could you clarify? You said that the Hellhound was released there?
Yeah, so here's the wild thing. Let's talk about the story of the Hellhound.
Yeah.
Initially, to get the Hellhound, you need to kill a bunch of little baby dogs and sacrifice them.
Yes.
But it sounds like...
So far, the best thing.
Right. Hardcore, if I have to be the one to say it. But then the Hellhound killed all of Pip's brothers and sisters, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or he stoned them.
He stoned
them. Turned them to stone.
Well, I mean, you know, six in one and a half dozen the other. Let's see. The Hound turns Pip's siblings to stone. I guess that's how he, like, eats them for the sacrifice.
Okay.
But he's there then. So the Hound successfully gets summoned, but I guess, like, has to still eat the dogs or whatever. Pip gets away as a ghost, but he does also turn to stone, but it doesn't work. So, like, that feels like a miss. Like it sounds like it was successful.
Yeah, I think I can fill in the gaps here. I think I can write the movie for them. I think what happened was he got the first four dogs in the first initial stoning, and then he managed to kind of get the last one. And because he didn't get the soul of the last one and only turned it into a stone, it took an extra 75 years for the ritual to complete.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Because, like, he's definitely fucking chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a hocus pocus situation with Thackeray Banks, you know?
Yeah, that is the exact plot of Hocus Pocus, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, okay. I prefer the world where the Halloween Hound was actually wicked easy to bring around. You just have to say his name three times. But, like, getting him to open a portal of ghosts took some doing. Most notably, five dog souls, as long as they're puppies and related.
Yeah. That's so specific. Like, what's the lore behind that? He's just like, nope, I'm just, like, way picky. My palate is, like, really refined. I need five puppies.
You'd have to have the spell book of Warwick the Warlock, which was given to a child for his history project by a cop.
Yeah, because that's history, baby.
Hell yeah. Also, there were two bad kids who just kind of got turned into rats pretty immediately.
And I'm cool with that.
Also similar to Hocus Pocus, when the two bad kid bullies ended up in cages.
All right. So this is dog Hocus Pocus, actually.
It is dog Hocus Pocus.
And now there's an owl named Hoot. Let me catch us up.
I bet that owl is not going to chase those rats at all.
No, yeah. The owl will become a non-issue, I think, immediately. His name, he has a name. It's Hoot. And Warwick's back. As he is searching the streets, he believes that the town, we're talking about Warwick here, is already taken over as everyone is dressed up for Halloween. Mm. He sends the Halloween hound to find the buddies who ask for help from a sorceress dog named Zelda.
This is the seance part when they're all at the table.
I think you're right.
Awesome.
I don't like that there's a whole dog community of like superheroes and supernatural beings. Like,
yeah, in this universe, dogs have jobs because they went to this dog. And like with this picture, it looks like this dog has its own, like, you know,
small room business.
That's for, yeah, like a small little business that's for like magic and palm readings and whatever, what have you. Like, it's just for the dog. So this dog is employed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also looks like the business is built for dogs.
Yeah.
Which really just boggles the mind on how that economy sustains itself.
Also, imagine the budget on this place has to be huge for them to have individual mats for each of these dogs to sit on that are color coordinated to their costumes. So you got to assume that they had more mats than these so that like they could bring out the ones that match, just, you know.
I also like that they had like varying heights of mat.
They do.
Like some dogs are comfy and then one of them,
some are shorter. Yeah.
That was probably a funny bit that one dog got really shafted on the mat size.
Yeah, fuck that one.
But anyway, so moving forward, it is here that Pip explains he is not trying to hurt them, but to warn them that the Halloween hound is coming. After using a spell to return Pip to his body, the hound finds them and turns Sniffer and Zelda to stone.
No.
Yeah, let's roll back and figure out who the fuck Sniffer is.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah, who...
And Zelda was the seance one? The one with the small business?
Yeah.
Zelda is the sorceress dog is her name.
Okay, cool.
She also casts a magic spell, so she's a legitimate sorceress, not just like a palm reader, which makes you wonder, why is she doing palm readings and seances and stuff?
Because she's got to make a living. She's got to pay the bills.
I guess. Well, here's the buddies' names. It's B-Dog, Butterball, Rosebud, Buddha, and Mudbud.
Horrible names.
It's a lot of alliteration there.
Two of them have the name Bud in them.
Yeah, Bud. There's a theme.
Can you just name a fictional kid character Buddha? Is that a lie?
I'm wondering if it's actually Buddha, and it's like Buddha. A third Bud name, you know?
He might be the one, like the fat one that eats. This was, you know, this is 2011, you know, you could do that kind of
thing. Yeah, it was very popular, just like, and that one's fat, and that's their thing.
We named him Butter.
So we know it wasn't one of the buddies. Let's see. Spook. I'm going to do a quick, I'm going to rattle the mind of Google here for a second. Spooky buddies, who is Sniffer? Oh, Sniffer's a bloodhound. That makes a lot of sense.
Where did the bloodhound come from?
Yeah, he's not important enough to be in the synopsis, but he is dressed like Sherlock Holmes. So,
oh, I love that. I love that so much.
So he's gone forever.
He's sniffing out those clues. His name is Sniffer for a reason.
All right. The kids are running from Warwick and hide in the Halloween party where Warwick finds his staff. They are rescued by Mr. Johnston, who incidentally is Pip's owner, all grown up. Wow, it's still earlier than I thought it would be.
How
Mr. Johnson's got to be old like, as hell. He's like
80 or something.
Yeah, at least.
At least 80. That's the youngest he could be right now.
Like, what's your youngest memory you have? Like, how old are you in the first thing you can remember? Like,
yeah,
at least like 5, right? Like, ish.
There's no answer that makes it okay that Mr. Johnston is still alive.
Because I'm sure he's played by like a 50-year-old dude and like old guy makeup.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's like salt and pepper. He's probably kind of hot, but in a way that's not threatening.
Mm-hmm. Right.
His first name's Joseph, though. So maybe he's just a grizzled Joe, you know?
Sure. I'm with it.
All right, let's see. The buddies hide in the kitchen where Butterball starts devouring pickled eyeballs. Butterball.
Classic Butterball.
We found the fat one, guys.
Wait, so butter is not the fat one? It's Butterball is the fat one?
It makes more sense when we put them against each other. That I think it is Buddha. It's Buddha just like Butterball. It's like a written pun.
He's the religious one.
He's like the very passive, calm, put together.
He's the moral compass of the group.
Yeah, Butterball's a real, he's a real scamp.
He's a real Sorry, goober in that one. Sorry, I read
a little bit. let me get you guys up to speed. The Halloween Hound finds them. Also, can we talk about how the Halloween Hound doesn't seem to follow as many rules nowadays? Like, back in the day, he's like, if you want a portal to ghosts, you gotta give me 5 dogs, no less. And these days, he's like, stumble on my name a bit and I'll come and kill all your friends.
That's fair. I mean, like, his power has grown over the last 75 years. I get that. Yeah.
He's full of some rage because he never got that last dog.
Oh, that's a good point. He's 4 dogs stronger than initially.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, the Halloween Hound finds them, and B-Dog comes up with a plan. Just when the Halloween Hound is about to suck out Butterball's soul, a sentence in this synopsis... B-Dog signals Butterball, who farts, releasing out gas, in case no one knew how that worked, repelling the magic and causing the Halloween Hound to have his own soul sucked out.
Wait, what?
awesome.
Magic was wow. That? What rules?
And that happened in Hocus Pocus also, right? Yes.
The classic.
Where the fat sister or whatever farted. And
I don't.
Solved all the problems.
Okay, cool.
I don't know what rules this thing is following.
Oh.
I mean, I did read somewhere once that like farts travel like 7 miles an hour or something.
I mean, is that fast enough to prevent magic though?
It could. Yeah. His name's Butterball. I feel like. They're like, he's going to have, like, the sickest, most gnarly farts, and it's going to be hilarious, and all the kids are going to, like, shit their pants from laughing so hard.
I love in the writer's room, they were like, so we're thinking of putting in Buddha, who is the wisdom of the group, and then Butterball's just a stinky little pup, just a little stinker, but that's his power, and he's so stinky. Oh my god. Okay, there's more rules that no one told anyone. The kids and Mr. Johnson... whose name is Joseph Johnson. I don't know why I have to beat around the bush there. Find Warwick paralyzed after opening the Bible.
What?
Whoa. Hold on.
Maybe he was just so interested in the read that he'd like put everything down and just.
They're like, we got to throw a little bit of demon shit into this movie.
I have so many questions.
So Warwick escaped into a mirror and then came out the mirror and then read a Bible and became frozen, I guess.
Well, we have to assume he was looking for his spell book.
Oh.
Because, like, what other book is in
that's
here?
That's so smart.
And then he was like, oh, why don't I just try this other big book? That looks nothing like my personal spell book that I'm intimately familiar with. And then that would paralyze him.
How like convenient though, that like a Bible would also be in this like old mansion in this warlock's like little room that he stays in with his creepy mirror and his possessed things and his frozen stone dogs. And
maybe they were turning it into a hotel.
Well, wouldn't this be in the kid's room?
Was it in the kid's room?
Well, the kid has the spell book because of his project.
Oh, he took the... Yeah.
Well, this isn't the spell book. This is just a Bible.
No, this is the... He came through the mirror, which isn't the mirror still in, like, the mansion place?
Let's see.
He didn't move the mirror, did he?
I think...
Well, he didn't come straight out of this and then open it and get paralyzed, because he had to go, like, look for his staff and shit, and he was on a little bit of a romp.
We're not clear on where we find ourselves. Like, no one knows where we are. Because the last thing we know is we left a party and found out the true identity of Mr. Johnson, which is Joseph.
He actually went into a hotel and rented a room and then opened up the side drawer and was like, my book.
Yeah, he just walked into the first building he saw and was like, this feels good. And then got into a hotel room somehow. I don't even know. By the way, the first line of the Bible is, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And he was just like,
poof. Yep, that's exactly what he was like.
So, he reads, oh wow, okay. Billy takes Warwick's staff. He reads, he fills in specific. He reads the spell which returns the evil spirits and undoes the hound's evil, such as turning people into stone. Mr. Johnston destroys the staff to prevent Warwick from coming back. So I guess there was like a, like an oops undo spell the whole time.
Mm. So, wow. Okay.
Yeah, no, and he just read it and it worked.
So in this world, magic consists of, you don't have to have any magic power or practice or experience, just like hold the stick, read the book. We've got presumably two spells. One is kill dogs, summon other dog. The other is undo all other spells.
Yeah, I guess. Undo all the bad ones.
You know what? I feel like that's been like, yeah, that's like common, like Disney Channel Halloween movie from the 90s. Like, we got to get the book so we can undo the spell, guys. And then that's what they do. And then everything is fixed. So that's like the formula.
I do remember in Halloween Town 2, there was like a specific, like if you said the word backwards, then it like undid it.
Yeah, it was Aggie's spell book. Yeah, you said it backwards. It was like Trappa, because it was the opposite of a part.
Yeah, there you go. Actually, I think it was the opposite. I think a part was the undoing. I don't remember. Anyway, though, yeah, no, all you need is a stick, a book, and a heart of gold, and that's what Billy had.
And also, just to clarify, the thwarting of our main villain was himself opening up the Bible.
The Christian Bible, yes. The religious text.
It's like curiosity.
Yeah, apparently they kind of don't talk about him anymore.
Mm. Okay.
So God was the real hero here. God was the one that solved this problem.
Classic. Yeah, well, I mean, it seems like Sniffer is alive again, though, which is very exciting for all of us who wanted him to have a role in this movie.
Why did Sniffer die?
Sniffer got turned to stone along with Zelda by the Hellhound that was released.
Oh, I forgot.
Also, it talks about there's evil spirits about, which feels like they successfully opened the portal to ghosts.
Mm.
Right? Like, am I wrong?
Well, that's why they need to do the undo button so that they can suck them all back up.
It feels like they tried to suggest that the buddies were in danger of sacrifice and then totally brushed over that step for every other part of the movie.
Yeah. Huh? You need a little bit of spice and chaos.
Yeah, I guess.
That checks out.
So here's to wrap it all up. Mr. Johnston is reunited with Pip, his dog, back when he went by Joseph, as well as the kids being reunited with the buddies. The kids bid goodbye to Mr. Johnston, who has located the owners of Pip's brothers and sisters and travels around America to return them.
Oh my God.
The buddies bid farewell to Pip, who thanks them for helping him defeat Warwick. The film ends with the kids waving goodbye to Mr. Johnston as he drives off with the caravan and the puppies. The end.
I feel like, can you imagine that? Like, being a child and you think that your dog dies in some tragic sort of thing that you don't really know, and then like, or you do know, whatever, but then like a grown-ass man shows up on your doorstep, what, like 80 years later, 70 years later, whatever, with a puppy and says like, I got your dog from 70 years ago. Like, how do you respond to that?
also like, okay, you were at the time maybe five, and like, it's a puppy. what degree of attachment do you even have to this
if
thing?
You remember like, it because like, as we established this is right at the beginning of memories in general.
Also what are the odds that all five of those like 80 plus year old people are alive?
Right? Oh, it's right next to zero. It is on zero's doorstep.
I feel like that's going to be a really sad adventure for Mr. Johnston or whatever
his name is. Yeah, Mr. Johnston's going to end up with a lot of disappointment and probably three puppies. Let's see. That's the whole finish. They all get reunited. I guess that Pip is brought back to life. And also, like, just to point it out, Mr. Johnston was the gravedigger that spent his whole life chilling in the mansion where his dog died without ever solving it until some dogs came around. Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, fixed it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, anyway, I have some fun trivia for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
First thing first, there are two notable actors that, and when I say notable, I'm, like, not noted, like, I don't know that many actors. And I knew these people, so I was shocked.
Okay.
One of them is Warwick the Warlock is actually Harlan Williams, who is a actor, comedian, writer. He was in Dumb and Dumber. If you guys, like, look him up, you'll be like, oh, man, I know this person. And then get this, Hoot, which was apparently a Eurasian owl, which is half the world. That was played by Ryan Stiles.
What?
Yeah, they got Ryan Stiles somehow for the 11th iteration of the Air Bud movie.
To play an owl?
Yeah. Wild, right?
That's wild. That's very wild.
We also have the stylings of Jennifer Elise Cox as Mrs. Carroll, who is an American actress known for her satirical portrayal of Jan Brady in the Brady Bunch movie and a Very Brady sequel. She didn't get cut for the sequels. That's good. That's a good showing.
Yo, you didn't mention Frankie Jonas is in this, dude.
Oh my God, he is. He's Pip.
Whoa, what Frankie Jonas.
Come on, dude. That's you really buried the lead there. Come
I'm
on.
Sorry, it was listed as Franklin Nathaniel Jonas, who means nothing to me.
Zelda is also the mom from that 70s show.
No, really?
Yeah, look at her face. I just looked up her face online. It is Deborah Jo Rupp.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, she was the mom from that 70s show.
Sniffer is Tim Conway, who wildly holds, he's got real estate in my mind for some reason, but I can't think of anything that he's in. But he was dead most of the movie, so who's to say?
Hmm. Fair, fair.
But yeah, so
stacked cast. Moral of the story.
Absolutely stacked.
So I want you guys to, without Googling, I want to know, can you guys give me the names of the buddies?
Oh, God. One of them is Butterball.
He's the one that farts away the magic.
Yeah.
And a classic bid to fight magic.
And B-Dog.
B-Dog.
Was
in a way that feels bad. B-Dog is spelled with a W.
It has to be. There's no other way.
That's the one with the big chain that has the B-Dog bling on it.
Yep.
That's two. There's three others.
There's Buddha.
Yes. Or Buddha.
Nice. Well done.
And then
That's all I can
Is there one named
Mudbud and Rosebud?
Rosebud. I was going to say Buttercup.
It's like you guys don't even care.
Well, it's not like they were ever fucking mentioned throughout the rest
they
of the
They were
movie.
In the movie the whole time, we're pretty sure. They didn't do anything, but they were at the seance. We know that
they
for
sure.
They
were there. They were at the seance. They participated.
Lots of wide shots in this film to encompass all the dogs.
Yeah.
Good.
I thought it'd be fun to see how many movies you guys can name where the dog dies.
Oh, God.
Nah.
Okay.
Nice.
There's two of you, so I thought it'd be fun if you guys can name five between you.
Okay. I'm going to start. I have Marley and Me.
Marley does die in a movie. I'm also looking it up in a list of 37 dog characters who died in TV and film. How?
Oh, God.
Awesome.
So, yes, ding.
Old Yeller was a dead dog.
Old
one, right?
Yeller did not make it. Old Yeller was actually number one on the list. His name was Spike, by the way.
Damn.
Okay. So I have to name the dog
No, you're fine. You're doing great. This is two for two out of five. You guys are killing it, you might say.
Okay. Ooh, John Wick. John Wick. Let's go.
Okay, yeah. I know for a fact that that dog dies. I don't remember if he had a name.
He did, but it's not important.
Mm. Yeah, it's like Sunlight or something. Okay, cool. Mm. That's three out of five. What do you guys got?
I feel like I don't even know if this would be on the list. In The Conjuring, their dog died too, right? Not an important dog, but it was a dog that died.
it's, you know.
Look it up.
Sadie, also known as Dusty in The Conjuring, that's four. Dun, dun, yes! dun. Can you get a fifth dog that dies in a movie?
I don't think Shiloh died, right? That wasn't part of Shiloh.
I don't know what movie you're talking about, but
I don't know what you're talking. Is it called Shiloh?
I had to read. It's just called Shiloh, and I had to read it. And
I knew there was a movie. I know one. Where the Red Fern Grows.
Where the red fern grows. Forgive me. Actually, has two dogs that die.
Let's go.
Little Ann and Old Dan. I believe that if you remember, Little Ann crawls to Old Dan's grave.
Oh my god!
It is the saddest thing.
Absolute tears. Oh, holy shit! Is that a tearjerker?
Good job.
We had to do it as required reading when we were in like sixth grade. I remember that.
I do remember this.
Nice.
Yeah, I think the moral of that story was everyone dies alone. I think. Mm-hmm. But you guys, we did it. So final thoughts on Spooky Buddies.
Final thoughts. Should we toss it a rating? How many puppies would you give this?
Out of the five necessary movie? To summon the Hellhound, the Halloween Hound, and open the portal to ghosts?
Yeah. I would give it four sacrificed, fully sacrificed puppy and one half sacrificed puppy.
Wow. 4.5 out of five. That's a really good rating.
you like this.
It looks whimsical. The photos look whimsical. I love a good like cheesy tacky. I think it's just because it's Halloween. I'm a big Halloween fan, so anything that's like cheesy tacky whimsical Halloween, I'm like 110% in.
Okay, I can respect that.
Yeah, Junks, what's your take? I guess
I am going to give this zero puppy sacrifices.
Why? What a disappointment.
I did not like this one. I enjoyed talking about it. That's not to knock the experience of shooting on it. But I think that like I just didn't like. I would have liked if they played any sports on Halloween. I don't like that they were in a human world where the humans were presumably a part of the story, yet they could talk. I just wasn't feeling this one as like a... I think that if I watched this movie, I would come out of the movie saying, that was a bad movie.
I would be shocked if I finished the movie, which, by the way, you say come out of the movie theaters. This was a straight-to-DVD release.
This was, straight-to-DVD and then straight to oh God, what was that called? The movie store where if you were a kid, the movies were free. What was that called?
Family Video.
Family Video. Yeah.
You got one free movie. Not all of them.
If you had good grades, you got more.
Really?
Yeah, you had to like bring your report card.
I remember coming out of there with a big stack.
Yeah.
I never had good grades.
Really? Mom would bring me with my report card and I'd get extra movies.
Yeah, wow. Mom did a lot of stuff with you that she didn't do with me.
probably because you didn't have good grades.
Yeah, it was 100 or it was 1 hour and 28 minutes of lightning in a bottle.
That's so long.
I think I would give it one portal to ghosts out of five spooky sacrifice dogs, because it doesn't feel like there was a story here. Like, to sum up, in a sentence, dude tries to sacrifice dogs, finds out immediately he did not have to. Dude runs away into a mirror for 70 years. In the future, the thing he sacrificed or that he summoned successfully comes back and tries to eat more dogs. A fat kid thwarts it and then breaks a, a stick after reading a book. Meanwhile, the bad guy becomes a born-again Christian and then becomes unmade. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure where...
I feel like part of my issue with it is that, like, they clearly only introduced the time skip so that they could have the twist of this old guy being, you know, having, like a moment where it's like, oh, that's the kid we didn't get attached to from the first 5 minutes of the movie. Yeah. You know, like...
You gotta have, like, a... See, again, it's another, like, 90s kind of eerie, spooky... formula, because the same thing happened with the movie Tuck Everlasting, where there was like a...
But this was 20 years after the 90s.
Well, there's still...
That's
you know,
a good
don't,
point. You would think they would learn from their mistakes.
Don't fix it if it ain't broken, you know? Like, it's... It continues to deliver.
Here's my thing. I don't like that they were like, how far back can we go where this guy's still alive? And they're like, the 30s? And it's they're like, that's about when the Salem witch trials happened, right? And everyone's just like, sure. There's a lot of stopovers here where they just kind of like forgive themselves for not making fucking sense. It's a kid's movie, though. I mean, it got a 52% of Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not bad for a kid's movie about dogs and seances and farting that saves the day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Big time.
So, yeah, I'm excited. There's a bunch of other these movies. So I think that our podcast is now actually just about Spooky Buddies and the buddies in general.
Oh, God.
Let's do the whole
series. Every third episode is going to be insufferable.
We got to finish it. We got to finish off the whole entire collection and then rate them. Which one is the best of the buddies series?
Yeah, it's, well, I already know that it's this one, so count me out.
I don't know about you guys, but this one is definitely going on my watch list.
All right, guys, well, I don't think that anyone will top this, but I look forward to watching whomever basically fail, because this is the best movie ever made.
Mm. Well, sick. That's how our podcast ends, right?
You got it.
Cool. See you later.
Hey guys, watch fucking Spooky Buddies.
Watch Spooky Buddies.
Or don't.
Don't watch. All right. Thank you. Until next time.
Get a nice cup of warm cider. Open your windows to the crisp fall breeze. Light a fire in your fireplace. Say a nice Halloween prayer and put on some
and watch
Spooky
Buddies. Halloween Town, a better movie.
and toss the DVD for Spooky Buddies in that one.
All right, guys. Well, I'm Michael.
We're saying their names.
Oh my God! This has been Content Cram.
The show with the longest outro of all
time. I'm trying so hard to fucking just fire a shotgun into this horse's skull.
We have to figure out how the show ends.
Someone start singing a little one of these times.
Oh, what's that, Mom?
A good end.
Sorry, guys, my mom's calling. I'm so busy. I'll see you guys later.
Ha ha ha.